The Irish Times, election 2011, the results.
How are you feeling at the moment about...
Well, I'm feeling very, very excited because I've bought 8 years of my life into getting to this point, and the possibility of gaining a seat this afternoon is just an amazing feeling to have. I'm also, though, really, really humbled by it. It looks as if the people of Dublin Central voted for me in large numbers, and I'm just very humbled by that and want to do all I can now to meet the expectations that they've set.
What do you think the first count is going to look like? It doesn't look like anyone will be elected on the first count.
We think at this stage myself and Joe Costello will either take her the first or the second seat. We're not sure if it's going to happen on the first count, however.
Okay. And what about the next seat then? What do you think?
The next seat looks to be going to Sinn Féin, and the fourth seat is between Maureen O'Sullivan and possibly Fianna Fáil.
But
it's very difficult to call that.
Because they're quite close, there are several candidates still at this stage.
There are. That's what makes it difficult to call. There's around, you've got the second candidate from the Labour Party, Áine Clancy. You've got Maureen O'Sullivan and Mary Fitzpatrick, all there or thereabouts. And the question is how the transfers will go. The likelihood is that independent candidates will transfer within themselves as opposed to going to a political party. But at this stage, we don't know.
You don't know where your own transfers are likely to be?
It looks at this stage that if I'm elected, I'm not going to have a surplus. Or if I do, it will be a very, very small one. So my own number twos will play a very small role in affecting the count.
What are your initial goals if you are elected?
My initial goal will be to vote for Enda Kenny as Taoiseach. That's the first thing we have to do. And hopefully we're going to see that happen now, week after next. And then coming out of the campaign now, I have just been so struck by the uncertainty that's pervading every home. Regarding their jobs, future job losses, what's happening to their wages. And Fine Gael have outlined, I think, a very strong plan for the first 100 days if we're to be in government. And I just want to play a role in making that happen.
On the basis that you're not likely to be in government alone as Fine Gael, a Fine Gael government, how do you think you're likely to work with a potential partner in government, which is almost certainly to be the Labour Party at this point?
I don't think there'll be any difficulty at all. Fine Gael putting together a plan with another group of politicians. Most politicians who will be elected to Dáil Éireann are keenly aware of the national difficulty that we're in and the state of crisis that we're in. And I have no doubt at all that when the heat of the election campaign is gone and all the ballots are counted, that my own party leadership will sit back, assess what our options are, and we'll put together a responsible plan with whoever else in the Dáil we're able to deal with.
But it looks at this stage likely that any programme for government will have to draw together elements of perhaps Labour policy, shall we say, and Fine Gael policy. Have there been any discussions about where areas are likely to be compromised on either side?
There haven't been any areas of discussions on that. I mean, both Labour and Fine Gael have fought this campaign very successfully as separate parties. The people will speak this afternoon and tonight, and we'll just need to sit back now and understand what they have said and use the mandates that the different parties will get to determine how negotiations will take place. But at this stage, I don't know who those negotiations will be. And I say I don't know, I mean, I hardly know what's happening outside of Dublin Central at the moment, so I genuinely don't know. But, you know, as I said, there's responsible people on all sides of the Dáil, and I've no doubt at all that the right kind of discussions will take place.
Thanks, Pascal.
Not at all, Elaine. Thank you very much.